The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. And no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says, 'The old is good.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Tiny little thought for you here for the day. This little story here, it appears in Matthew and Mark and Luke, but only Luke ends with this little line where Jesus says, "The old is good." Okay, and that's a helpful thing, because without it, you might be thinking that Jesus means to say that everything old is bad and everything new is good. And that's not what he's saying. He's making a much, much more important point here, and he leads up to it with a series of questions. And it's assumed, when you hear these questions, that the answer is no. Okay, so for example, would anybody ever fast at a wedding? No. It's the last place that you would ever fast. Question, would anybody ever buy a brand new jacket and cut a 3x5 square out of it and use it to patch up an old jacket? And the answer is no, right? Nobody would ever do that. Question, would anybody ever drink new wine when they can have old wine? And the answer is no. You know, the first thing about wine, you know that the old stuff is the good stuff. Right? Well, you know, why drink grape juice when you can drink Chateau Margaux, right? So it leads up to this, which is really his most important question, which is, then how can you be sad in the presence of the bridegroom? How can you ever be sad in the presence of Jesus Christ? That's what you want to pray about and think about. That's very powerful, that question. Pray about it, think about it. There's a lot of strength in that. Because remember, Jesus Christ is not a bachelor. Jesus Christ is not a single. He's got a bride, right? And his bride is the church. I don't entirely understand what everything that means. It is a mystery that can be plumbed for all of eternity, but nonetheless, the joy that Jesus wants you to have, it's the joy that's between a bride and a groom. Not a giddy joy, not a superficial joy, not a worldly joy, but an unshakable, deep joy, an inner confidence that knows that if the Lord is that close to you, that you have nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. That's what we need to pray about. That's what our Lord is trying to tell us right here. It reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from St. Jose Maria Escriva. He says, "Trust in your Lord. He does not lose battles." And so Jesus says, well then, one day they will fast when the bridegroom is taken away from them. And you hear that and you say, well, certainly that refers to today, doesn't it? Because after all, Jesus has ascended into heaven and he's been taken away from us. Hasn't he? No. This is also a very important point. St. Augustine once said it best. He said, you may feel a certain sense of jealousy for those people who lived in our Lord's time and had enjoyed his personal presence, but if you pray about it, you will realize that this privilege has not been denied you. He has passed mysteriously into the sacraments, But our Lord is still present. Still present to us, just as personally and just as really, although more mysteriously. And so when you ask, well, what does he mean when he says the day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them and will fast on those days? Well, when was the groom taken away from us? When was Jesus taken away from us? He was taken away when he was bound hand and foot and led down the path of the Via Dolorosa to offer his life on Calvary. And you know what? Whenever we recall that, we still fast. When do we recall that? Ash Wednesday, Good Friday, season of Lent, and every Friday of the year, ladies and gentlemen. A little part of our Catholic culture, I think it's been lost in the last several years, but you know, every Friday, we recall that the Lord has been taken away from us. Every Friday is like a little tiny Lent in miniature. And even if the rest of the world rejoices and hoops and hollers on a Friday, you know, let's be countercultural. Make Friday a day of penance, like it's supposed to be, when the groom has been taken away from you. It's part of becoming who we are. But let's keep this message in mind. Find your joy in the Lord's closeness to you. The God who does not lose battles will not abandon those who are his own. He is caring for you. He is guiding you. And even now, he is leading you safely home. Amen.